Imagine it's 1969. You walk into a record store, and there's a new sound leaking from the speakers. It's not a guitar, it's not a horn, it's the sound of electricity being tamed. This is the era of moogsploitation, where labels are slapping pictures of giant, wire-choked machines on covers just to sell the mystery of the space age. But while the world is treating the synthesizer like a gimmick, one man is treating it like a revolution. Gershon Kingsley, a man who fled the shadow of Nazi Germany as a teenager, carrying nothing but a drive to create. He didn't just find a new instrument in Robert Moog's 1964 invention, he found a new language. While the Moog modular cost as much as a family home and looked like a telephone switchboard, Kingsley saw past the patch cables and the oscillating hum. He saw the soul in the machine. In 1969, he gives us music to Moog by. And tucked inside that record is a staccato, bubbling masterwork titled, Popcorn. It wasn't a joke to him. It was a demonstration of the Moog's precision, a mechanical, infectious blueprint for every synth-pop hit and underground techno track that would follow decades later. In 1970, he takes four of these temperamental, massive machines onto the stage at Carnegie Hall, forcing the highbrow art world to acknowledge that the future of music is plugged into a wall. Before the top 40 covers, before the ringtones, and before the hot butter charts, there was Kingsley, the refugee, the pioneer, the hero, standing at a console, twisting knobs, and teaching the world how to dance to a pulse they couldn't yet see. Gershon, thank you for the wires. Thank you for the beeps that became our heartbeat. This is the original. This is the architect. This is Popcorn